I'll say amen to the message. Thank you, Brother Roger, for sharing. It was as much a challenge for me as for anyone else, and it was good to listen in and to be encouraged and to be challenged as well. I don't want to drag this out very long at all, but this weekend, our kind of the theme verses that we use came from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, 6, and 7. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Then he says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil." It's a challenge as you go through a weekend like this, and as we spend much time searching and seeking the Lord, seeking his, what he would have for us in the future. And it's amazing to see God move. And so to you, Ryan and Rose, I wish you God's blessings. I'm excited for the future of LifeSpring here, and I'm excited to work with you into the future. Tim and Cindy, Roger and Marilyn, Paul and Darlene, Mose and Ida, I want to thank each of you for coming, for being a part of the ordination this weekend. On behalf of LifeSpring, I don't know what more I can say other than thank you very much for your words of wisdom, for the messages that you all preached, and for your support through this weekend. Obviously, it's hard to do something like this without the support of fellow brothers and sisters, and so I want to say thank you very much to those of you here this afternoon from New Life, from visiting congregations, wherever you might be from. Thank you for coming, for supporting LifeSpring this weekend, for supporting Ryan and Rose and the other ministry here as well. It's been a privilege to have everyone here this weekend. Brother Paul planted an idea in my mind, and so I'll apologize in advance, but I see there's a brother here who I haven't seen for a while, and Brother Stan, if you don't mind, I'd like to put you on the spot a bit, and I was wondering if you would have a bit of something to share with us this evening, if you wouldn't mind. Maybe a word of encouragement for Ryan, maybe a bit of a word for the church. If you would like, you can just stand there. They can bring you a microphone and just have a bit of a something to share.
Well, good afternoon. And I am on the spot, and it's okay. Can't say it didn't pass through my mind, but I'm not very prepared. But I just been very blessed to be here, and a thought came to my mind as I was sitting here that, I always enjoy coming to be with you folks, and never been to this church building before, but it felt like being with you all again by being here. And so I just bless you as a congregation for your love and the fellowship that I feel, the Holy Spirit, the unity of spirit that I have felt today. So keep that up, keep serving the Lord. Really enjoyed what was shared this morning today, and for Ryan and his wife, I want to encourage you that it's a good work, and God is faithful, and just take one day at a time, and so observe your children and your family there, that it's a really special time of life, and it's a lot of, God has good plans and good days for you, so God bless you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I think if I have the math right, it was just over 4 years ago that Brother Stan was at New Life and helped in an ordination, and that is when I was ordained as a minister there as well. So I don't know you extremely well, but you have a special place in my heart as well for your faithfulness to the church. So thank you for that. Maybe Brother Lonnie, do you have a song to sing? And then I'll maybe just have one or two announcements, and we'll have dismissal prayer.